When we think of the space race, we usually think of Florida or Houston. But would you believe the future of lunar exploration is being cooked up right here in the Eastern Townships? I'm Joshua Bullard for the Local Journalism Initiative on CJMQ. With the Artemis II mission officially in flight, a local powerhouse from Cowansville is making sure our Canadian astronauts aren't just surviving, but dining in style. I spoke to Guides Buick, the CEO of Aliment Actif Foods, the minds behind the Happy Yak brand. So,
yeah,
walk us back to the beginning. How exactly does a company from the Eastern Townships end up on NASA's radar? And is this your very first time collaborating with the world's most famous space agency?
No, we've collaborated with them since 2018, when David Saint-Jacques was in the went to spend 6 months in the space station. They got interest and they bought some of our product, and he went there. By the way, we had the opportunity to take one of his favorite wife's recipe, a chili with elk's meat, and we adapted it so he could have it up there, you know. So the thing is, they called us, you know, one day in 2018, I get a phone call from someone saying that she's from the Canadian Space Agency and she wants to buy our product for the next trip in space. So I took the phone, I put it, you know, a little bit further, and I look, I said, that's a crank call for sure. That's a joke, you know. So, but in fact, they said, we want to invite you to the agency in St. Hubert and come visit, and we'll talk to you about what are we looking for. So it was a real thing. So we went. It was a great experience to visit that place. And that's how it started. And when Monsieur Saint-Jacques came back, basically the feedback was, it was great. I loved the food. So the agency came and visited us again last year, twice. And they told us that, you know, every time there's a Canadian astronaut in space from now on, they will be eating Happy Yak meals. Yeah.
Cooking for an astronaut isn't exactly like cooking for a hiker on Mount Orford. When you're preparing meals for Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen, what are the specific technical requirements or constraints NASA gives you? Is it weight, shelf life, maybe how food behaves in zero gravity?
The main important thing for them is that, you know, our food is adapted for people who, you know, work hard, you know, that does things with, you know, energy. So it's already adapted for people doing expedition or astronaut in a nutritional place, okay? But what difference is that, you know, you cannot bring anything that could contaminate the environment over there. So in terms of salubrity, it's got to be more than top-notch, okay? So that is like the key criteria. It cannot make the people sick or bring a virus up there. So we already are very rigorous at that. We have a certification with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and we're working at getting our certification for international certification. So, but we took our meals and we send them to the NASA Food Lab for analysis for microbiology and viruses that could be in the meal, and obviously it passes way up. You know, there's no problem. So now the other thing is, obviously they cannot use the bag we have, because you open it and then everything would start flying in the non-atmospheric environment. So we send that also, whatever they buy, we send it to the food lab, the NASA food lab, and they repackage it in pouches that can be used in there, and that they can pour hot water in and rehydrate the meal so they can eat it.
For a company rooted in the Eastern Townships, specifically mm-hmm. Cowansville, what does this official NASA stamp of approval do for your reputation and growth in Quebec? With talk of Mars on the horizon, are you already looking at expanding your local team to keep up with this intergalactic demand for space-ready meals?
Yeah, we're looking at feeding the Martian now. No, I'm just kidding. The thing is, already, you know, we are, in terms of outdoor food, okay, we are the reference in Canada. We're in the entire country, you know, from Nunavut to Yukon, Northern Territory. We're in there. We're in over 400 major outdoor store. And now we've just added something like 530 Canadian Tire store just last month. Okay, so we're across the country in that area. But obviously, I will be able to, if you call me back in 6 months, I'll be able to tell you what has been the impact of all this interest, you know, in the media that came with feeding the astronaut in space, you know.
Your co-founder and nutritionist, Christine Chenard, was actually at Cape Canaveral to witness that rocket go up. As you watched the launch from back home, knowing your team's hard work was tucked inside that capsule heading for the moon, what was the vibe at the office?
Well, the vibe at the office, and we had people coming over to interview us also over there. The vibe is like a feeling of pride, okay? I was there yesterday, and they told me, you know, we're so happy to work with you, to work with this, you know, it's great. You know, I've been telling my friend and my family that what we're doing and where we are. So, yeah, you know, it's very good for the morale of all the team, which, you know, I want to thank you. And also, they are a great team. We're very fortunate to have this team of people that works with us, you know. So, I watched the launch last night or around 6:30, and I was moved. So obviously, and Christine also over there, which is, you know, a very scientific mind. She said, you know, when I saw the launch start, I got moved. So that's pretty amazing.
Finally, let's talk about the soul of the food. In the isolation of a deep space mission, how do you balance the science of fueling an elite astronaut with the emotional comfort of a delicious, high-quality meal?
Yeah, well, you know, we Christine has a master in nutrition, okay? When we have now two people that works with her in R&D, and so we elaborate our own meal, we produce them, and we distribute them. And her master degree was mainly in the area of the research was in the sensory element of eating. So all of her knowledge is into each of our meals. So basically, we know there's two things you feed usually with food. Okay, the first one is the furnace inside. Okay, the energy to make you moving. The other one is the soul. You know, the comfort that you're getting from eating. You know, a good meal. So we make sure that our food, our meals, create that at all the time. So definitely, when you're in space, you're going around the moon, and you eat a meal that actually tastes like home, okay? Because the ingredient we use to make those meals are the same thing that you buy at the grocery store. We just process them a little bit differently to be able to, you know, to have a shelf life that over 7 years. But then when you eat it, you see the real broccoli, you see the shrimp, you see, you know, the shrimp curry has cashew in it and also have Corinthian raisin dried. It's just amazing, seriously. And whenever you eat one of our meals, you feel like you're eating at home. At the same time, just to let you know, our customers since the beginning, when they compare us, they don't compare us to other company doing this kind of product. They compare us to what they can cook at home or they can eat at the restaurant. So that this is where we are, you know.
Now let's talk about the next few steps for Happy Yak. Is there any other projects, any other things that you want to add that you want the CJMQ listeners to be aware of?
You know, but I won't give you all of our strategic plan because it's, you know, we have a plan. You know, we when we founded the company, we put a what we call a big, airy, audacious goal, okay, which is 100 years of going forward with 5 generations of administrator. So we want to become the reference worldwide as a new way to feed yourself. Okay, I think the freeze drying process is the only process, okay, that can keep an ingredient for over many years with all the nutrient fact intact. And then when you rehydrate it, it's almost like you just picked it up. You know, if you have a chance to come and visit us, I'll make you taste the, you know, some of the ingredients, like, a, you know, freeze dried peas. It's just amazing. You put that in your mouth or And it just melted. It's just like you're chewing it and you say, the disc just got unpicked. You know, it's basically that. So we're working also with National Defense of Canada since last year. We've elaborated meals for the soldier in the Arctic environment and high altitude over 7 years. And now they're using our product, you know, to protect our northern boundaries. So that's one of the way of growth that we see.
From guarding the Canadian Arctic to feeding the first humans heading back to the moon in over 50 years, it is safe to say that Happy Yak is truly in a dimension of its own, pun intended. It's incredible to think that, while Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen is looking back on Earth from the Orion capsule, he's enjoying a taste of home that started right here in our own backyard. Guy, a huge thank you for joining us today and for giving our listeners a peek inside the space kitchen. We'll be watching from the stars and the grocery aisles to see where Aliment Actif Foods goes next. For CJMQ 88.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard. Keep your eyes on the skies, Sherbrooke.